Welcome, dear listener, to another episode of Mystic Living Radio, where we dive deep into the realms of philosophy, spirituality, and the mysteries of existence. I'm your host, Larry Lawrence, and today I want to journey into one of the most profound and age-old debates, the argument of free will versus determinism. Could our lives be governed by the choices we make, or are we merely players on the predestined stage, acting out a script where the forces are beyond our comprehension? This question has fascinated thinkers for centuries, from ancient philosophers to modern-day scholars. Today, let's explore the depths of this philosophical conundrum, seeking not just answers, but perhaps a glimpse into something even deeper. Let's begin with the concept of determinism. According to determinism, every event, including human actions, is the inevitable result of preceding causes. The entire course of the universe, from the motion of the celestial bodies to the thoughts in our minds, are governed by the chain of cause and effects that stretches back to the dawn of time. But what about free will? The belief in free will suggests that humans possess the ability to make choices that are not determined by prior causes. It asserts that we have the power to shape our destinies, to defy the constraints of circumstances, and to forge our own path in life. I have been deeply influenced by the philosophies of idealism, which posits that reality is fundamentally mental or consciousness-based, and the Advaita Vedanta Eastern traditions also adhere to that. I would like to challenge the conventional notion of free will as the ability to make choices independent of external influences. I would argue that our sense of agency and free will is illusory, arising from the complex interplay of our thoughts, desires, subconscious mind, and perceptions. From my perspective, the sense of being a separate, autonomous self with the power to choose is a product of the mind, but it does not reflect true reality. I acknowledge the deterministic nature of the physical world, but propose that consciousness itself is the ultimate ground of reality and is not subject to deterministic laws in the same way as physical phenomenon is. I suggest that consciousness is inherently free and creative, transcending the constraints of cause and effect that governs the material realm. Since we are essentially mental beings, true freedom is found in aligning with the deeper currents of consciousness rather than asserting individual willpower. I would emphasize the importance of self-awareness and introspection in recognizing the limitations of the egoic mind and connecting with the expansiveness of consciousness that underlies all of existence. I am seeking to reconcile the apparent tension between free will and determinism by proposing a holistic worldview that encompasses both perspectives. I suggest that while the physical universe operates according to deterministic principles, cause and effect, if you will, consciousness transcends these limitations and offers the potential for genuine freedom and creativity. In the end, perhaps the dichotomy between free will and determinism is false, a product of our limited human perspective. Or perhaps the truth lies beyond the confines of language and logic, waiting to be discovered someplace in the depths of our own consciousness. And so, Dear listeners, as we conclude this timeless debate, let us embrace the mystery that lies at the heart of existence. Whether our lives are guided by the hand of fate or the light of our own choices, may we find solace in the journey itself, knowing that the quest for understanding is an adventure that transcends time and space. Thank you for joining us here on Mystic Living Radio, and until next time, may you walk in beauty and dwell in the mysteries of the universe.